Three down.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. After high-level meetings in China Sunday and Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled Tuesday to London, where he's meeting with his British and Ukrainian counterparts ahead of a conference focused on fostering international support for helping Ukraine recover from the effects of the Russian invasion. During a joint news conference with British Foreign Secretary James Cheverly Tuesday, Blinken said the U.S. and Britain are in full alignment when it comes to support for Ukraine.
Ensuring Ukraine's future as a secure, sovereign, independent nation demands not only providing for its security, but also for its economy, its democracy, and its full integration into Europe. These are really flip sides of the Ukrainian success coin that we are helping to deliver on. And that's exactly what's happening here this week.
Blinken said he plans to announce a new U.S. assistance package for Ukraine Wednesday when he and the Foreign Secretary co-host the Ukraine Support Conference. Meanwhile, Ukraine's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces shot down 32 of 35 Iranian-made Shahed drones that Russia used in an aerial attack that targeted Kyiv and other cities. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Most of the drones were taken down in the Kyiv region. Russian forces mostly targeted the region around the Ukrainian capital in a drone attack early Tuesday that lasted around 3 hours. Ukrainian air defenses in the area shot down about 24 of them. The attack was part of a wider bombardment of Ukrainian regions that extended as far as the Lviv region in the west of the country near Poland. It exposed gaps in the country's air protection. Ukraine's Air Force spokesman says air defense assets cannot cover such a broad area. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Australia's annual whale migration has begun, with researchers documenting an unusually high number of humpback whales off the coast. Scientists say the surge is a sign that whale populations are recovering. Reporting for VOA from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
It's one of nature's epic migrations. Thousands of whales have begun their annual journey up eastern and western Australia to breeding grounds in the north. They can often be seen and sometimes heard from the shore. Humpbacks that can grow to be the size of a bus and southern right whales were among several species that were once slaughtered for their oil, blubber and bones. Hunting was banned in Australia in 1978. Humpback numbers along the east coast have returned close to pre-whaling levels, but wildlife campaigners remain concerned about some southern right populations. Eastern Australia is known as the Humpback Highway. Between July and October, the whales and their young will begin their long journey back to Antarctic waters. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Joe Biden will host a forum about artificial intelligence with technology leaders in San Francisco. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has details.
President Joe Biden is meeting in San Francisco today with experts from academia as well as advocacy groups. The forum will look at ways to nurture AI's potential for economic growth and national security and protect against its potential dangers. Already, AI tools are able to craft human-like text, music, images, and computer code. It could increase the productivity of workers, but experts warn that it also could replace workers, causing layoffs. AI already is being deployed in false images and videos, becoming a vehicle of disinformation that could undermine democratic elections. I'm Donna Warder.
China's Alibaba Group has announced a major management reshuffle as the e-commerce giant restructures into 6 different business divisions to adapt to fast-changing technologies. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The company says Eddie Wu, chairman of its e-commerce group, will succeed Daniel Zhang as CEO. Zhang will become CEO and chairman of Alibaba's cloud computing unit, now approved to be spun off and expected to be listed for trading within a year. The change takes effect on September 10. Zhang became Alibaba Group's CEO in 2015 and succeeded Ma as chairman in 2019. He is known for creating the Singles Day Shopping Festival, which over the years has grown to become the world's largest online shopping extravaganza. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.